Cosmopolis by Don DeLillo. A rat became the unit of currency. Zbigniew Herbert. In the year 2000, a day in April, part one. Sleep failed him more often now, not once or twice a week, but four times, five. What did he do when this happened? He did not take long walks into the scrolling dawn. There was no friend he loved enough to harrow with a call. What was there to say? It was a matter of silences, not words. He tried to read his way into sleep, but only grew more wakeful. He read science and poetry. He liked spare poems cited minutely in white space, ranks of alphabetic strokes burnt into paper. Poems made him conscious of his breathing. A poem bared the moment to things he was not normally prepared to notice. This was the nuance of every poem, at least for him, at night, these long weeks. One breath after another in the rotating room at the top of the triplex. He tried to sleep standing up one night in his meditation cell, but wasn't nearly adept enough, monk enough to manage this. He bypassed sleep and rounded into counterpoise, a moonless calm in which every force is balanced by another. This was the briefest of easings, a small pause in the stir of restless identities. There was no answer to the question. He tried sedatives and hypnotics, but they made him dependent, sending him inward in tight spirals. Every act he performed was self-haunted and synthetic. The palest thought carried an anxious shadow. What did he do? He did not consult an analyst in a tall leather chair. Freud is finished. Einstein's next. He was reading The Special Theory tonight in English and German. But put the book aside finally and lay completely still, trying to summon the will to speak the single word that would turn off the lights. Nothing existed around him. There was only the noise in his head, the mind in time. When he died, he would not end. The world would end. He stood at the window and watched the great day dawn. The view was across bridges, narrows and sounds, and out past the boroughs and toothpaste suburbs into measures of landmass and sky that could only be called the deep distance. He didn't know what he wanted. It was still nighttime down on the river, half night, and ashy vapors wavered above the smokestacks on the far bank. He imagined the whores were all fled from the lamp-lit corners by now, duck-butt-shaking, other kinds of archaic business just beginning to stir, produce trucks rolling out of the markets, news trucks out of the loading docks. The bread vans would be crossing the city, and a few stray cars out of bedlam weaving down the avenues, speakers pumping heavy sound. The noblest thing, a bridge across a river with the sun beginning to roar behind it. He watched 100 gulls trail a wobbling scow downriver. They had large, strong hearts. He knew this, disproportionate to body size. He'd been interested once and had mastered the teeming details of bird anatomy. Birds have hollow bones. He mastered the steepest matters in half an afternoon. He didn't know what he wanted. Then he knew. He wanted to get a haircut. He stood a while longer, watching a single gull lift and ripple in a furl of air, admiring the bird, thinking into it, trying to know the bird, feeling the sturdy, earnest beat of its scavenger's ravenous heart. He wore a suit and tie,